Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Off the Wall podcast, brought to you by my office at the Yes Network Complex Compound in a unknown location.
You know, it's funny that you know, every time I hear the word compound, I think of David Koresh. I don't know why, but it just comes to mind. I don't know.
It should. It should scare people. First and foremost, I'd like to start this Off the Wall podcast on a very serious note, Joe. All kidding aside, jokes aside, I just want to send thoughts and prayers to Kris Jenner and hope she recovers from her breast and augmentation surgery.
Very nice. I agree.
Because, you know, people can't pay their mortgages, and we should care about Kris Jenner and getting her breasts done.
Well, and if it's done wrong, then you really got to care about Bruce Jenner at that point.
Yes.
And it just won't be right.
Well, just take some plastic from his face, and you can mold that. Yeah, never
mind. Guy doesn't even smile anymore.
Well, it's kind of impossible when, you know, when your bloodstream is Botox. Anyway, you know, it's just sad. And you know what's even sadder than that? The people who can't pay their mortgages are the same people watching that show and keeping the ratings up.
I know.
It's a
sad state of affairs in this country.
It is a vicious cycle. Oh, but we have more important things to talk about, like the Yankees. The hell with who we're going to elect for president in November. Let's talk about the Yankees. More important things. You know, the things going on in Libya. Who cares? You know, people getting killed. Let's talk about baseball. Something fun.
Hey, got to keep our mind off, you know, those things. So let's talk baseball.
Yeah, let's talk about baseball.
We are the exit strategy for these people that sit there and watch 24-hour news channels and are depressed. Yeah. They come to us for entertainment.
One more thing before we talk about baseball. I want to send out a great job to my former employers, NBC, and staying with Kris Jenner, talking about her breast surgery rather than go to Ground Zero at 8:46 and do the moment of silence when the first plane hit on September 11th. Shows you what, and they've apologized, but priorities, you know, unbelievable. Anyway.
By the way, just real quick, another shot at NBC.
Go ahead.
This is the same network, by the way. Just throwing this at you.
We've got four bullets left after you're done here.
The same network. Just it goes to show you, the rover lands on Mars. There's a 14-minute video delay on the rover. So it lands on Mars, 14 minutes. The Olympics are in London, and I can't see an event till 6 hours later. So there's, you know, camera on Mars, 14 minutes. London, England, across the pond, 6 hour delay. So this is that. That's the same network we're talking about here. Just wanted to throw that at you.
And on to baseball. The New York Yankees. Yeah. All right. Let's put it right out there. They're tied with the Orioles as we tape this in my office Friday as they begin their 3-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays, who are now 4 games back. Listen, the Yankees can still take care of business by themselves. Okay, they have this 3-game set with Tampa. Mm-hmm. Following that, Joey, it's a 9-game homestand. Following that, they play Toronto for 3. Toronto's dead in the water.
Right.
Okay, so the Yankees, if they take 2 out of 3 from the Rays in this series, they push them to 5 games back.
Right.
The Orioles had to play that 14-inning marathon Thursday night and fly to Oakland.
So they're in a heat of trouble. They're in a heap
so
of trouble.
So it's not that the Orioles and
the Yankees are benefiting from this
yes.
schedule.
Yes, and look, they're getting Nova back. They're getting Pettit back. Right. Everything's coming at the right time. But they're still, and Joe, this is not to say that they might still not make the playoffs, because that's still there. This team is still reliant on the home run way too much.
And they're not getting runs in with runners in scoring position again. I mean, it's been a season long issue. Their starting pitching has been, Phil Hughes pitched a great game the other
back
night.
Back to back starts.
Back to back starts. But CC Sabathia has not been the same pitcher.
We had this argument yesterday here at Yes. We might as well bring it up, Joe. I think it was a good little tete-a-tete between, you know, the five of us that were out there arguing about this. It wasn't really an argument. It was just a discussion.
Right.
CC Sabathia. A couple people here thought we were taking shots at CC, which we weren't. He is still the Yankees' ace. Our point was, what Joe and I were saying, he hasn't pitched like that, and we are speculating. We don't know. We're not privy to this. And, you know, this is what Joel Sherman and Joe Girardi got into their argument about, because Sherman kept asking the question, is CC hurt? You're not really telling us something. Is CC hurt? And Joe answered it, no, he's not. And he kept prodding him. Joey and I both think something is wrong with CC Sabathia. There has to be something wrong with him.
Right.
Joey is there for 81 home games as a beat reporter for YesNetwork.com. Okay? He sees CC Sabathia starts when he's at home. And we talked. And I watch him on TV after I do the BP show. Okay? Last year, seventh inning, CC's popping 95-96. Maybe he hits 96 in the seventh inning last year. This year,
he was hitting 92. He was hitting 92. I was in Baltimore for his last start.
And Joey, one more thing.
Yeah.
That takes an extraordinary ace and makes him very ordinary.
Oh, absolutely. And what also makes him very ordinary, Chris, is that when the fastball isn't popping at 95 and now it's only popping at 92, and in his last start, Chris, he didn't even have the two-seam fastball. He didn't have it at all, which is kind of his bread and butter strikeout pitch. And he admitted that he didn't have it. What he said to us after the game, and what Rothschild said to me after the game, and what Joe Girardi said to us, is that he pitched well in pregame warm-ups. He had a good bullpen before the game. It just didn't translate, and it happens sometimes. It didn't translate to the game. I will say this. It's not just last start.
No, he came back off the disabled list the last time against Cleveland on August 24th. And it looked like there was that, you know, Girardi said in one of his post-game press conferences, he's struggling, he's not going on one of those runs that we're used to having him go on. It looked like that was the start on the 24th against the Indians when he came off the DL, that could have been, it was seven innings, one run, four hits. He totally dominated the Indians. But since that start, Joey, it's been back to the business as usual with him, where it's like you're scratching your head. Wait a minute. CC Sabathia has a lead and he gave it up not once, but twice.
Now that's the biggest concern to me, is that your ace is going out there. The offense, okay, then maybe they're not, you know, playing their best ball right now, but your offense is giving you a lead. At that point, being the ace of the team, being that deep into games, you need to hold that lead. You need to hold that lead. That's what aces do. And that's what he's done in the past. And he's just not doing it right now. The other thing is that run that you speak of last year, over an 8-game stretch from June 15th to August 1st, he was 7-1 with a 1.01 ERA. Right now, his season ERA is in the mid threes. It's 3.56. It's just not CC-like. It's very un-CC-like. We haven't seen a run of domination at all this year. Maybe the fact that he has been on the DL twice has kind of derailed the fact that he could get a little mojo going. He's been on the DL, the 15-day DL, twice. But, you know, at the same time, it's crunch time, and when they needed him, he hasn't pitched up
to his
ability.
Well, this start tonight is going to speak volumes to me, because not only is he going up against David Price, he's going up against a Tampa Bay Rays lineup that has scored 6 runs in their last 3 games against an Orioles team that they needed to beat, and they got swept. This is a lineup, Joe, that you know as well as I do. Their ERA, we had a graphic last night on the post-game show. It was a split between the Rays' last 14 games. And again, we're taping this on Friday the 14th before action between the Yankees and Rays takes place. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it. But the last 14, a split. The first 7 for Tampa, the ERA was under 3.
Right.
Okay? They were 5-2. Their average was 302. They were scoring over 4.5 runs a game, and they went 5-2 over those seven games. The next seven games that the Rays played, 2-5, scoring 3 runs per game, the average, 221.
Yeah.
The ERA got better. It went from 2.95 to 2.87. So the pitching actually got better. The bats go to sleep. You know this Rays lineup is notorious for taking dirt naps for long periods of time during the season.
And you saw what they were like without Evan Longoria. This is a team that struggled without Longoria throughout the season. And when he came back, it was a spark plug to that offense. But if you're the Yankees, I mean, you saw what Mark Reynolds did to this Yankees team. He destroyed them.
He was like Ivan Drago. Everything he hits, he destroys.
You kind of have to treat Evan Longoria like you're going to treat Mark Reynolds, because other than Longoria, is there really anybody in that lineup that really scares you? You have to basically go out there with the mentality this weekend and say, you know what? We're not going to let your best player on offense beat us. We are going to go out there with the mentality, if you're going to beat us, the other guys have to do it.
Well, Longoria is playing on one leg, too, basically.
Yeah.
Because yesterday in that 14-inning game, Joe Maddon was forced to get rid of the DH. He had to put Longoria in at third base. And his last at-bat, he basically limped down to first. So the Yankees have that going for them, too. They have Derek Jeter, you know, with the injured ankle as well. And who knows what that's going to be like as the season, you know, as the Yankees basically limp down to the end of the season. But, Joe, this three-game series against the Rays is going to speak volumes about how the Yankees go forward here. They have Toronto after the Rays. Then they have Oakland at home, which is a big three-game set. Oakland is playing out of their minds right now.
You know, it's funny, though, Chris. You talk about that. You look at that three-game set at home against Toronto. Okay, then they have Oakland at home, which is a huge advantage.
Right.
They're not going out to the West
right.
Coast. Then they luck out with going to Minnesota. Minnesota is dead in the water. Then they're going to Toronto, and they're home for Boston. So if you look at the schedules, if you compare the schedules, yes, the Yankees might have the easiest road to a division title. But again, that doesn't mean anything, because they still have to go out there and win those games. But on paper, right now, on paper, the Yankees' road to the postseason is actually better than the Orioles and the Rays.
And you're also talking about a team in the Yankees that just won back-to-back games for the first time since August 14th and 15th.
A month.
Think about that.
A month.
Think about that.
A month.
The Yankees didn't win back-to-back games in a month.
Yeah, that's very concerning. It's very concerning. Look, the one thing you have to say is, they played better. They split with Baltimore. They took 2-3 in Boston. They come home now. Okay, so they're not playing Tampa in Tampa. They don't have to worry about going down to the Trop and playing Tampa. Now you have Tampa in your home park. The weather's beautiful. A little home cooking. They're a home run hitting team. We know this. Now they can utilize that right field porch as much as they want. And you know what? This might be the jolt that they need. If they can take 2-3 this weekend from the Rays, that might be the jolt that this team needs.
Especially
to go on
against David Price and James Shields. I mean, those are two big-time pitchers in the American League, and those two are two you don't want to face in a short series.
Right.
Or in a wild-card play-in game.
Right.
So if the Yankees could take it to those two pitchers, I don't care if you win 1-0, 2-1, or 3-2. A win is a win is a win. Yankee fans have to stop complaining about how the Yankees win games. At this point in the season, that's what you need to do. You just need to win games. You have to get to October. Every team gets to October this year. It's the teams that get past October 3rd who are going to be the teams that are more successful than the other teams in October. I have to bring this up, too. It's been gnawing at me, and I kind of alluded to it on the batting practice show, but I can't really expound on it because the show is only 22 minutes long, let's be honest, okay? And I got to get to all my stuff in that show. But it goes to the fact that Yankee fans, and I'm beginning to see, and I'm beginning to understand why when I was growing up, a Yankee fan, as you were, why people hate the Yankees and their fans. This is a team in first place. I know it's a bit of a struggle right now, okay? You're battling the Orioles. You're in a pennant race. You're not 15 games up in September. You can't just put your feet up on the back deck and say, oh, I don't have to worry about the Yankees tonight. They're 15 up and they could lose the rest of the games. They've already got their magic number. They clinched the East. I'm good. You know, we're getting the playoffs, whatever. From someone who was born in 1973 and can't remember 77 or 78, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you why I remember those two world championships, because right. I don't. I remember Thurman Munson dying in 1979. I could see where I was when I found out that news. But I don't remember the championships from the two previous years. Okay, 81, I remember losing to the Dodgers in the World Series, vaguely. But from 1982 to 1994, the Yankees made the playoffs none times. Zero. Zip. Zilch. In 1990, my favorite team had nobody in the seats and 67 wins. Okay? Think about that for a second. From 1995 to the present day, the Yankees have missed the playoffs once. So if you were born, and this is the same thing, okay? I was born in 73.
You're born in 1990.
So if you were born in 1990, when you were five, and you could probably cognizantly watch the Yankees and say, oh, yeah, I remember bits and pieces. That was Don Mattingly's last year in the major leagues. Do you know the type of player Don Mattingly was? The guy to my left right now can tell you how he lived and died with everything that guy did. Was his favorite player.
I'm still obsessed.
And why wouldn't you be?
Still obsessed.
Donnie Baseball. The caliber of player he was, and that team made the playoffs once. And it's not like they didn't try to help Mattingly get to the playoffs. They did.
They had some good teams. I mean, 85 was a good team. They had some
they
decent
did.
Teams.
They did.
They, you know, they just ran into a buzzsaw in Toronto. They
right.
Had
my point. Years. My yeah. point is, you were born in 1990. All you've known is success. You have no idea. And look, I don't mean to be like, you know, those father stories. I walked uphill both ways and killed a grizzly bear with a three-ring notebook. You know, I'm not trying to do that here.
Was it a trapper keeper?
Yes, it was. I don't want to become my dad. But unfortunately, this has to be said. And I'm not just talking about the people that were born in 1990. I'm talking about people that have been a fan of this team for 50 years, too. Spoiled. You are spoiled rotten. I wrote a blog 2 years ago, Joe, and our new on-air talent, Sarah Kustuk, was in here with me. And we were going over the sprint and everything because she's going to fill in for me towards the end of the month on that. She's from Chicago. She read the blog. I don't know if you remember Harvey Pawlowski. Or
yeah.
Anybody on Twitter remembers Harvey Pawlowski.
Yeah.
And the 101-year-old Cub fan who's never, he was born in 1908 and never saw a World Series. Cubs fans, you ready for this? Haven't tasted World Series victory in 104 years. 104 years. And it's the Cubs.
And before...
It's the Cubs!
And she's from Chicago?
She's from Chicago.
And from, you know, other than 2005...
The White Sox.
Oh. Hadn't won since
1917,
1920.
Yeah. So, listen, it's not like the Yankees are 5-6 games back. To me, I don't know about you, I don't know how you feel, but to me, this is exciting. Every night, the Yankees are must-see TV. You have to watch.
Two things on that, Chris. One is...
Preach it, Joe.
When it comes down to it, when you are in spring training, when you're rooting for your team and the season is new and, you know, fans are getting ready for opening day, the one thing that every fan hopes for is that when September 1st rolls around, is that your team is in the hunt for a pennant race.
Yeah.
Look, there is no denying, Chris, that this team was 10 games up, okay? 10 games up. And, you know, they've just blown this lead. But, look, bottom line is, thank God they had a 10-game lead for all you Yankee fans out there, because
if it wasn't
they needed
that, yeah,
every bit of those 10 games.
Literally.
Because now you're in a dogfight. You're in a pennant race. Things happen during the season. We've seen it. The Yankees have gone through injuries. No excuse. The Yankees have been slowed down by, you know, their bullpen went through a rough stretch. No excuse. Their starting pitching has not pitched up to their ultimate performance. You know, they were great earlier in the year. They've gone, you know, they're like the economy. It's like been up and down. It's been up and down. But you know what?
It's been down more than it's been up.
It's no excuse. And you know what? Right now, they've put themselves in a position where they are still in first place. And you know what? When October comes around, if the Yankees are still standing atop the American League East, they're still standing, Chris. They're going to have something that they haven't had in a little while.
What's that?
A battle-tested team.
Exactly.
Going into October. This is a team that you can say for the almost the whole month of September, actually the whole month of September,
had to fight for their life.
Every night was a playoff
game.
Joey,
that is the best point I've heard this month. And you heard it right here on the Off the Wall podcast from my partner, Mr. Auriemma. To me, that's what makes a team. I don't care if they're young. I don't care if they're veterans. I don't care whatever. That's when you find out not only about a team, but individual guys. That's when you find out.
Veteran leadership, grit, teamwork. That's when you find out what this team is made of.
You know, and I just got a comment on my Yes site. And again, I get why people bring it up, but and they bring up the money, how much money these guys make and how they don't perform. You can't bring up the money. This is New York City. It's the Yankees. It's what they're going to command. It's the salaries they command. CeCe Sabathia has earned every cent.
Yes.
Of his contract. And you know what? I'm not saying he is hurt, but if he is and he keeps running out there and he has 4 miles an hour off his fastball, God bless CeCe Sabathia. Because you know what?
He could easily say, you know what?
You know what? I don't want to ruin the rest of my career. I'm thinking about me. I'm not thinking about the team. Put me on the DL. I'm not pitching. He's not doing that. And that's why.
How about Mark Teixeira running out there
right
when he was clearly not ready to go
no
out there?
And he's probably lost for the rest of the season.
By the way, playing in the field when it was pouring that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And sliding headfirst into first base.
Because he had no other option.
And he was safe, yes, by the way.
No other option. So, look, when it comes down to it, those are the moments you see what these guys are made of.
And wouldn't you rather, I mean, I would rather that happen. I would rather the Yankees fight for their lives over the next, you know, 2 weeks and change, win the American League East, and be battle-tested going into that wild-card divisional series.
We've seen Yankee teams that have been, you know, so far ahead.
06!
And gone complacent. And when October came around,
06.
It was like, okay, we flipped the switch off. Okay, but at any point down the road, we're going to be able to flip that switch back on. And you know what? A lot of times it doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. So now the Switch is completely in on mode. And you know what? I'm not saying that for the money that these guys make, they shouldn't have that Switch on all the time. But you know what? Maybe when the Yankees were 10 games up, again, injuries aside, maybe when the Yankees were 10 games up, they did flip that Switch off. But what better time to flip that Switch back on and try to get it going than before the postseason?
Here you go. Here, perfect example. 2006, the year I just brought up, and I kind of thought in the back of my head that that was what I wanted to bring up, and that's exactly the year. They won the American League East by 10 games. Went to the division series against the Detroit Tigers with home field advantage and lost in four. So what would you rather, a 10-game lead and out in the divisional series?
Well, you could actually look back, Chris, to 1996 when they basically, again, this scenario kind of reminds me.
They beat the Orioles by four games.
Right. But, Chris, in July, they were up big on the Orioles. And the Orioles actually caught them. I think they were only one or two games back at one point.
I'll tell you exactly what it was.
And what wound up happening is the Yankees, in the last couple weeks of the year, they just turned it on to a whole other level, and they took the bull by the horns, and even though it was a battle to the end, they wound up holding on to the division.
And what did they do that year?
They won the World Series. And how about 2000? 2000, that team, again, had a nice lead. Only won 87 games, 80, 89, I think it was 87 games. And you know what? They were, again, in September. They went through a terrible slide in September. But you know what? They won the games that they needed to gain. They held on. And I don't know, what happened in 2000, Chris? They won the World Series. I'm just saying.
They were up 12 on July 28th,
right,
1996.
On the Orioles.
By September 11th, that lead was down to 2.5. They ended up winning the division by four and winning the World Series in 1996.
It's very reminiscent of that.
And I'm not saying
I'm not comparing
teams. Yeah, no, you can't compare.
But I'm just
teams.
Saying the scenario right. is very reminiscent because they did lose essentially a 9.5 games on the Orioles.
And neither one of us is guaranteeing the Yankees make the playoffs. I'm not saying that.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm saying it's September 14th. They're tied for first. Take a chill pill, relax, and enjoy the rest of the season.
Just take the ride. Just take
exactly.
Take the ride. And you know what? If the team doesn't make it, then you know what? If the team doesn't make the playoffs, Chris, then this team has a lot to answer to in the offseason. As a fan, you have every right at the end of the season to call on, you know, the Yankees front office and say, what are you going to do to bring this team back?
You could voice your displeasure all you want, but the people who say bring in Josh Hamilton.
No.
You got to stop.
No, and all I'm saying is how can the Yankees get back to that point? However, at this point in the season, just take the ride with them. And if they lose a game, they lose a game. But when it comes down to it, Chris, you know, the other teams have to play ball too. And, you know, for the next 3 weeks, the Yankees have to go out and win ball games, and we're going to see what this team is made of.
All right.
We're going to see what the team is made of.
Let's end it there, and let's promise our loyal listeners a brand new podcast on Monday after the Giants and Jets both play, because we really needed. We haven't done this where it's just me and you. We've had guests galore on the Off the Wall, the award-winning Off the Wall podcast, but we needed to get this Yankee stuff out of our system. So we'll see. And you know what? We could also wrap up the Yankees really nice. I said this is going to be a big three-game weekend series against the Rays, against Price, against Shields, against Moore. We'll see what the Yankees can do over the next 3 days. And then on Monday, the 17th, we'll do Giants. We'll do Jets. We'll put a nice bow tie on the Yankees before they welcome in the Blue Jays to the Bronx. And then the A's wrapping up their 9-game homestand next week. For Joe Auriemma, I'm Chris Sheeran. We'll see you next time Monday on the Off the Wall podcast here on YesNetwork.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.